On Sunday, Kurt Zayer got a text from his wife that said she'd seen a tornado about a mile away. 5 minutes later, she sent him another that said their house was gone. They weren't the only ones this happened to. The storm system that ripped through parts of the Midwestern United States on Sunday led to reports of more than 60 tornadoes. Authorities say at least 7 people were killed, hundreds more were injured. The enhanced Fujita scale rates tornadoes based on how much damage they cause. The one that hit the city of Washington, Illinois, was classified as an EF4. That means its winds were between 170 and 190 miles per hour. It left people relieved to be alive, but struggling to recover.
Get to the centermost portion of your home and take cover. I am hearing things right now, Chuck.
Yes.
I think we may need to take shelter right now ourselves.
We do.
We need to go off
the air. Yeah.
We will be back when we can.
Right. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And so I'll go outside and I heard this, like a loud train. I said, this isn't right. I said, it's not thunder, it's not, and it just kept coming, getting louder.
The garage was sitting there with the truck, it's gone, it's laying there.
It was tearing it apart like it was just a cardboard box. I mean, the siding was just getting ripped apart.
This is the clothing I own now. A lot of people have a pile of rubble still, and I don't have anything. My whole, it's gone. I don't know where it went.
We'll make it through it. And we're just so grateful that the Lord preserved so many lives here.
Moving now to a milestone on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average topped 16,000. People use the Dow as an indicator of how the entire stock market is doing, and this is the first time it's ever been over 16,000. The Dow ended the day lower than that, but still good news for investors. Experts say the Federal Reserve, or Fed, is a big part of why the stock market is doing well. The Fed is the country's central bank. It's responsible for creating and maintaining the country's fiscal or economic policies. Recently, many of its policies have been aimed at helping support the U.S. economy. So some analysts are debating whether this is a boost or a bubble.
These are not normal times.
That's right.
This is what the important thing to bear in mind is. We're not watching a Dow that's hitting 16,000 in normal economic circumstances.
Because corporate earnings are fantastic.
It's not doing it on its own.
No, it's doing it because we've got exceptional printing money accommodative policy. Janet Yellen talked about it. This is not a normal economy. It's not a normal market. It's been artificially pumped.
And some conservatives say it's a sugar high being held by the Fed. It's helping the richest Americans, people who invest in stocks, but it hasn't really resulted in a lot of jobs growth yet. And that's something, you know, Janet Yellen would like some jobs growth.
And do watch out for that correction, which may not come until the Fed actually starts tapering, but come it will. There's no doubt about it. And that's when the investor has to hold their nose.
The best way to look at the tapering, I think, for people who might think, what are they talking about tapering? It's the training wheels on the economy. And the Fed has training wheels on the economy. Those training wheels will come off. Will the bike wobble?
Yes.
We'll have
to see. Pretty expensive training wheels.
They certainly are.
Teachers, we have an explainer available on the stock market. You can check it out at CNNstudentnews.com.